Gregory, you're on.
No,
don't be scared. It's okay. Do you need a hug?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What a way to get a hug. Well, I don't know what to say. I usually have lots to say, but I don't know what to say. It's such an incredible, incredible honor to be here, and of course to be able this evening, I guess the opening night, to be able to actually share the stage with, I think, really two incredibly, incredibly important writers. I know writers that when I was first starting out, not even writing, but just thinking about the possibility of writing, writers that I had discovered and writers that I could relate to their work. And there's many of you in the audience, many of the writers that are attending the festival, that yours were the books that I searched out, and yours were the books that helped me really on my journey of writing and finding voice. So I think it's really important to acknowledge the fact that I'm so, so incredibly grateful to many of you. And this, like I said, is a very big honor to be able to stand up here and to be able to share my work this evening. I always tell people when they ask about Aboriginal writing or they ask about Native literature, I always say, when they ask me to define what that is to me and my place within that, I always say I'm one small singer in a community of powerful singers. So it's, again, a very big honor to be here. I'd like to thank Dai, and I'd like to thank the University of Manitoba for getting this together. I think really the last time I saw a lot of people was Kayas ago in Vancouver. There was a Writing Through Race conference. So I don't want to take too much time. I've got some poems. This is really, you need to know, this is really the first time I've ever actually picked poems that I'm going to read before I've read them up on stage. I'd like to begin with this poem this evening, and I won't set it up too much. It's a piece called Prayer Song for the Returning of Names and Sons, and this piece had been written for my Tsapanak. This piece had been written for my ancestor grandmothers of long ago, those Cree women who had met my grandfathers of long ago, those Hudson's Bay men. Yahweh, oh, Yahweh, 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 oh, Yahweh, hey, oh, ha, Yahweh, hey, ha, Yahweh, Yahweh, oh, Yahweh, hey, oh, ha, Yahweh, ha, oh, Yahweh, oh, Yahweh, hey, oh, hoy, ha, hey, oh, hoy, ha, ha, yo. Ahau, in Tsapanak, Charlotte, Sarah, Mary, Egua, Christiana. Ahau, kayaso, tinigawimak, natuta. My song, Negamowin Ho, the song I am singing to give you back the polished swan bones, the sewing all the birch bark bundle holding the whetstone, the drawing stone, the pounding choke cherry stone, Ho, the spirit of your Esquio names, the ones not birthed from the belly of their ships, not taken from their Muntoy Masanaigan, Ho, their great naming book. In Chapanak, Charlotte, Sarah, Mary, Egwa, Christ, E, Anna. These are the names I have thrown back across the water. I have given back to their God who has two hearts, two tongues to speak with. How natuta my song, negamuin the renaming song, I am singing 5 generations later. Natuta my prayer song, so you will be called, sung as, tattooed from the lip to the chin woman, hey, hey, sung as she paints her face with red ochre, hey, hey, sung as charm woman who is good to make a nation woman, hey, hey. I give you back in Chapanak the names to name the names of bones, Oskana. You laid down to build them a house, ho, the blood, Miko, and warm earth skin, Eski, that built them an empire. Natuta, my song, Negamuin, this prayer song I am singing to bring back your stolen sons, whose sons and sons and their missing bones are unsung geese lost in a country across the water. Nchapanak, I have thrown back your names. Namoy Kakyo, Charlotte, Sarah, Mary, Egwa, Christiana. Namoy Kyo, Almunio, Skowak. Ahau, Nchapanak. Kayaso, Tinigawimak. Natuta, my song. Nigamoin, this prayer song I am singing. Hey, hey. I'd like to just really introduce you quickly to my late auntie Georgina Houle Young and my late mother Dorothy Schofield. And like a lot of us in the room, I grew up with stories, and really it was those stories that kind of skipped across the dining room table, I think, that really, really probably began my career as a storyteller. This piece is in my auntie's voice, and this is based upon a story that I grew up hearing many, many times. It's called Oh That Agnes. Wak wah! Auntie would roar between chipped teeth and slap her legs so the dogs jumped and barked. You know, she told me her father was a Swede, huh? But boy, could she ever speak good Cree. One time we had to clean the chapel, and I says to her, hey, Agnes, I wonder what the father's always drinking. I don't know, she says, shrugging her shoulders like this. Well, it must be good, I says, because he's always drinking it. Maybe we should try some, huh? Oh, my Georgie, she says, making a fat Goku's face. This is good. Machamanto, I says to her and grab that jug of wine. Well, the next thing you know, we forgot all about the chapel. Then that crazy thing started singing. Boy, oh boy, she sounded like a goddamn cat howling at the moon. Well, we finished off that jug and started on the next one. Hey, what about this song, I says. I don't care what they say, all the monias kwesakita say. Well, Dad, Agnes was laughing so hard she farted and falled over. Holy cripe, next thing you know, that Sister Dennis came charging up to the altar and says, hey, you girls, what's going on in here? And that was that. Boy, did we ever catch hell. Her dad laughed about it, though. Told everyone we got drunk on Christ's blood. Wak wa machamanto wak, she'd chuckle, lighting another cigarette. And there was the time we... Thank you. This next piece is called Not All Half-Breed Mothers. Not all half-breed mothers drink red rose, blue ribbon, Kelowna red, Labatt's blue. Not all half-breed mothers wear cowboy shirts or hats, flowers behind their ears, or moccasin scent from up north. Not all half-breed mothers crave wild meat, settle for hand-fed rabbits from Superstore. Not all half-breed mothers pine over lost loves, express their heartaches with guitars, juice harps, old records shoved into the wrong dust cover. Not all half-breed mothers read The Star, The Enquirer, The Tibetan Book of the Dead, or Edgar Casey. Know the Lady of Shalott like she was a best friend or sister. Not all half-breed mothers speak like a dictionary or Cree hymn book, tell stories about faithful dogs or bears that hung around or sniffed in the wrong place. Not all half-breed mothers know how to saddle and ride a horse, how to hotwire a car or siphon gas. Not all half-breed mothers drink red rose, blue ribbon, Kelowna red, Labatt's blue. Mine just happened to like it old style. I'd like to give you just a little snippet of advice from my auntie. It's called The Thing About Waltzing. The thing about waltzing is she said never let the woman lead. Because if you do, she'll take your pants, make you sign your checks and hand them over, push you out of bed to feed the babies, do the dishes if she wishes, make you hem her slacks, go and get flour from the store to bake her a cake, ice the damn thing too. Best things, she said, are the ones that step on your toes. Got three more little pieces I want to read, and I'd like to finish with this book, I Knew Two Métis Women, with leaving you with this poem. It's called I've Been Told. I've been told half-breed heaven must be handmade flowers of tissue, poplar trees forever in bloom, the North and South Saskatchewan rivers swirling in meeting like the skirts, the hands of cloggers shuffling their moccasin feet. I've been told half-breed heaven must be old Gabriel at the gate calling, Tawau, Tawau, toasting new arrivals, pointing deportees to the buffalo jump or down the Great Canadian Railroad like Selkirk and MacDonald. I've been told half-breed heaven must be scuffed floors and furniture pushed to one side, grannies giggling in the kitchen, their embroidered hankies, teasing and nudging the sweetest sweet 16. Who will snare the eye of the best jigger? I've been told half-breed heaven must be a wedding party stretched to the new year, into a wake, a funeral, then another wedding, an endless brigade of happy faces in squeaky-wheeled carts loaded with accordions, guitars, and fiddles. I've been told half-breed heaven must be a rest over for the greats, Hank Williams, Kitty Wells, the Carter family, and Hank Snow. It must be because I've been told so, because I know two Métis women who sing beyond the blue. I'd like to leave you off with a couple of love poems. These poems are from a book in Cree called Sagittoen Maskigie Gwapiak Nigamun. For those of you who don't understand or speak Cree, that's Love Medicine in One Song. Offering, 1996. This long drought scorches the skin, blisters me in places most vulnerable. Inner thighs, tailbone, nape of neck, all the sacred temples. Since your body eclipsed, I have swallowed the moon, pretended light from others, and my bones did crack, and from my mouth grew many unhappy weeds. Where once were drums and flutes and silence, there are songs incurable as the heart. Hopeless like your resurrection, I breathe all my breath to conjure what I hold most sacred, your full coaxing mouth, the two perfect moles I have named and kissed the backs of your legs, that smooth dip between your cheeks, the musk from the shell of your arms, which left underwater is a potion, a drug lulling me to dizziness, lifting me upward like sage and cedar, singing to the heavens, singing to guide you home. And I'd like to leave you with this piece tonight. Long Ride Home. The crevice of you, that gorge between hip and thigh, that smooth divide flat out is any highway, a long ride home. Green light, my red night traveler, I'll ride the map as far as it goes, drive you the way you were meant to be driven, hard to the touch, light on the brakes. Go on, my explorer, stretch all your miles, stretch me to last, stretch me your long brown legs. Switch on the cruise, boys, sing me to Naval Valley, sing me down to Peachland, I'm humming like hot concrete beneath the skin. Bed me down, you awesome flyer, lift me to a higher altitude. Go on, take the wheel, take it and cruise me a slow moon mile. Thank you.
What a man.